With summer comes mosquitoes, and that could mean West Nile virus. That mosquito-borne disease has been reported in North Dakota since 2002. The state health department says while most people will either have no symptoms or just a mild case of the disease, there are some who will develop West Nile neuroinvasive disease, and that can cause high fever, severe headache, stiff neck, altered mental status, and death. Benny Howling Wolf of Twin Buttes contracted the disease in 2016. Since that time, he's been in a coma a couple of times and has had to go to 3 therapy sessions 3 times a week. Benny is wheelchair-bound. Benny fell ill on a Friday night. He was taken to Hazen, then was air-flighted to Bismarck and eventually to Fargo. He wasn't tested for West Nile until the following Monday. His mother, Jessica Howling Wolf, said Benny spent 2.5 months in the hospital. Jessica says Benny is a survivor.
We'd like to see testing done on the clinic level for West Nile if a provider or a person thinks they might have West Nile. There are different ranges of signs of it, fever, body aches, rash. We'd also like to share Benny's story for the voiceless, that you are not alone in this, that we are here to help you.
The state health department is advising people to take the necessary precautions. Use mosquito repellent with DEET. Wear long sleeves and pants, especially during the hours from dusk until dawn. Eliminate pools of water around your home. And make sure the grass is mowed. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.